Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Guys, you're very welcome to episode 27 of the T's and C's Apply podcast. My name is Chelsea.
And my name is Tig. And this episode is for everyone who has been waiting all year long to pull out them flamingo shirts, the boat shoes. Get the boat shoes out because it is summer holidays, baby! Woo! Woo! Oh, I love the summer.
Ears, man.
I'm not sorry about that. I'm
Christ.
So happy. Oh, I love the summer. I'm such
As
a
you can see, Tig is taking this topic very seriously.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a new thing I'm going to try and do. I'm going to try and dress up for as many topics as possible. So I have my flamingo
I would like
shirt
to know,
out.
I didn't know we were dressing up for this. I was downstairs waiting to come and record and he walks in the room like this.
Oh, I was ready to go.
So I got no, so if you're wondering why I'm not dressed up, because I didn't get the memo, lads.
That's all right. She'll get it next week when we bring a new segment in as well. I am so excited. Like, by the time this comes out, the following day, we will be on summer holidays from school. I still sound like a student when every time, I feel like a student every time I say that. Because I'm like, summer holidays from school, can't wait. And it's like, you're 29. School finished for you 11 years ago. But like, oh, there's just something special for me about it. It's like,
to be fair, I think regardless if you're a student or if you're a teacher, the buzz is still there above summer holidays.
And the great irony is we're not really even going abroad this year. Like, it's not like we're going to Spain or Ibiza or any place like that. We are literally staying pretty much in West Cork for the majority of it. So it's going to be Costa del Cork. And I...
Cork's so nice in the summertime though.
Oh
so
God.
It's not a bad spot.
It is a good spot. So like, I'm happy. I've got my lovely shorts, my flamingo top. It's game time, baby. It is game time. Where's Will Smith? Summertime.
That's not Will Smith.
Getting jiggy with it. I don't. Na 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 na. There we go.
I think you have your arse completely like mixed up.
I don't care. It's all summer vibes to me, girl. It's all summer vibes. It's all that matters. So,
but anyway, if you haven't gathered, in this episode, we are chatting all things summer holidays.
That's right. I'm so excited. We've looked into what we do for summer holidays, what Irish people do.
Yep.
And we even went as far as asking you guys on Instagram why you guys are interested.
What your favourite thing to do is during the summer.
So we'll have a look at that later on. And we have our new segment because it's not
for
just summertime.
A small period of time. I was like, do you know what? This needs to come in. This needs to come into the podcast.
And I think a lot of the, I think all of our Irish and UK listeners will be delighted about this because a lot of them will be watching the show. If you're outside of those countries, you might have to get a VPN to watch it. What's coming back on Monday, Chelsea?
Love Island!
Are you going to do your pew 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 like I did now?
Pew pew pew! I am absolutely buzzing. If you don't watch Love Island, you've been living under a rock. Love Island is back on Monday, the 6th of June, and I am absolutely buzzing.
So we're going to have Chelsea's chats.
I've already pre-warned Tig that like 9 o'clock every night, just don't talk to me. Unless you want to participate and sit and watch it with me, don't Talk to me. I will be sitting on that couch watching Love Island.
I won't have a clue what's going on. I will literally be getting my daily updates from you. That's what's going to... I'm like, every week, the plan now while the show is on, every week...
Every week, I'm going to bring a little section. Guys.
Like, Chelsea, what's the story so far this week? Who's shifting and who's drifting?
Who's shifting who?
Yeah,
I'm going to bring you guys... From next week on, I'm going to bring you guys the weekly updates of what's going on in the villa.
But this week, we're going to put her love of Love Island to the test.
Now, bear in mind, I want to make it known. I only started watching Love Island in 2019. So whatever you throw at me, just remember that. I only started watching in 2019 because
you can have your excuses.
Or not in lockdown. It was the year before lockdown. But it was only during lockdown I really got invested.
She can have her excuses all she wants, but there is going to be 20 points up for offer. And if you get over 15, we'll get you a special prize.
Oh, a special prize?
A special prize.
What is it?
I can't tell you.
Ah!
Can't tell you because I haven't even decided what it is going to be. But we'll, by the end of the podcast, we'll have a special prize figured out. But you guys, I want you to play along at home. If you enjoy Love Island, this one is for you. I might even cut this little section and we're just going to put it out there so you guys can like play along in the comments. What are your answers for these questions?
I'm actually nervous.
Be. Yeah, you should be.
I'm actually nervous.
But before we get into Chelsea's knowledge and love of Love Island, let's get back to the main topic in hand, summer holidays. When
Summertime.
Sorry. Getting jiggy with it.
Getting
mixing the songs, but who cares?
Shut up.
I want to know, Chelsea,
what?
When you hear the words summertime,
yeah.
What are the top three things that come to your head, to your brain? Top three summertime things.
The beach.
Mm-hmm.
99 cones.
Oh.
And barbecues.
Oh my god, you've nailed it. Literally the exact same three.
Yeah.
The only difference that I always think as well, sometimes barbecues, maybe not so much in Ireland, is road trips. That would be road trips, ice creams, and going to the beach.
Yeah.
Just adore.
See, for me, until I moved down to Cork, for me, going to the beach was our road trip because we'd have to drive a good distance to go to a decent beach. Whereas now I'm living in Cork, beaches are on my doorstep.
Literally 15 minutes and she's there. So
I'm absolutely buzzing.
She goes several beaches in one day if you really wanted.
Yep. I'm absolutely buzzing about it.
I love it. Like, and genuinely, I do mean this from the bottom of my heart. West Cork is so nice. I'm not being paid by Cork County Council to say this. All right, but if they wanted to pay me, I wouldn't say no. The CCC. That's what it is. The CCC, if you want to give us some dollar bills, you can, but I'll do this one as a freebie. Genuinely, during the summer, you get the right weather. You've seen it.
Oh, I've seen it last year, like.
Just phenomenal. Gorgeous. It is a great place.
And I came late last year.
And your only warning for you, though, is like, you know, bring insect repellent. She got bit by some amount of horseshoe flies.
That's the one thing I'm not looking forward to. During the summertime is I am highly allergic to certain insect bites, and last year I got feckin' destroyed.
Now, I'm also going to say it's not exactly West Cork or even the insects' fault, because you were well aware that
I was,
of this.
In fairness.
And every time we went,
before I actually knew, I didn't realise, right? So I was obviously out and about. Last year I went on a solo trip by myself. Highly recommend, by the way. I went on a little solo trip by myself last year and I got bit badly on the back of both of my legs in the exact same spot. Like, how? How does that even happen? But anyway, besides the point, last year, that's when I just, don't give me that look. I can see your face, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Don't be giving me
that
look.
I'm waiting on letting you finish.
I got bit in the back of both of my legs and I was like super, super inflamed. I was walking around with fat legs for about a week and a half, right? And then I didn't think too much of it. They told me that I was allergic. They told me, invest in repellent. And I was like, yeah, grand. That's never happened to me before. Mm-hmm. Surely it's not going to happen again. Wrong. We went out for a walk with my aunt and my two little cousins to Loughborough last year. And again, it happened. Now, it wasn't even sunny. This is what baffled me. It wasn't even sunny. It was like, don't be me.
I'm just listening.
Right? So we went for a walk and it was quite dull, but it was dry. That was the main thing. And we were just walking. And next minute, my hands started getting itchy. I was like, I'm after getting bit. I'm after getting bit. I don't know how, but I'm after getting... Now, bear in mind, I was walking around like this, right? So I had my hands in my sleeves. My hands weren't out. The fuckers still got through my sleeves, right? So I got bit in the arm and I ended up getting bit on the... did I get bit on the leg again? I can't remember, but I got bit in the hand anyway, and I travelled up my arm, and Tyke had to rush me to the chemist to get repellent and spray and the whole shebang. But what he's going to come out and say now is, after those both incidents, I constantly forgot to spray my repellent on myself.
Oh, I would say not just constantly. I would say on occasions went out of her way not to put on repellent.
Yeah, to be fair, huh? We'd be going on a walk and Tyke would be like, did you spray your repellent? I'd be like, no, it's grand. I left it in the car.
Yeah.
We'll walk back and get it. No, we're halfway here now. We're grand.
Yeah, I've given you your time. I've given you your time for this now. You can behind, right? On several occasions, I feel like I'm doing this as if I'm a prosecutor inside in a court.
I can't take it serious with the flamingos on the shirt.
Listen, I am a laid-back Florida lawyer right now, so you need to speak the truth and nothing but the truth during this. Miss Hinchy.
Yo.
On several occasions, you went for walks during the summer of 2021 with one Tyga Donovan. Is that correct?
Correct.
On several of these these occasions, you were aware that during summer, insects would be out and about. Is that correct?
Possibly.
Okay. After your,
I feel like I'm in the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial here.
You're on several of them. You can tell we've been watching more lawyer cases on Netflix.
Oh
anyway.
Oh my God, we are balls deep into them.
Anyway, Miss Hinchy, you are firmly aware that after your first biting incident, the doctors made you aware that you are very, very allergic to insect bites. Is that correct?
Correct.
Would it be fair to say, Miss Hinchy, that on several occasions post this information, you did not bring insect repellent, or on occasions when you actually physically had insect repellent in the car, failed to apply insect repellent on your persons while going on a walk? Is that correct?
That's correct.
I rest my case. I rest my case.
I actually need to go and buy a new bottle because I've none left.
Yeah, well, you're going to need about 7 of them this summer because...
And I'm literally just going to have to carry a bottle of repellent and antihistamines in my bag everywhere I go.
Yep.
It's only the horseshoe fly.
It doesn't matter. They're everywhere.
If they just stay out of my face, we'll have no problem.
Well, you're going into their wilderness where they live.
And I'm not doing anything wrong.
If one of them came into the house,
why are they getting all up on my grill?
If one of them came into the house where you live, I'd be like, okay, fair enough. You could be annoyed at a horseshoe fly. He's come looking for you.
Yeah.
You're going into the bushes. You're going, oh, I'm just going to go for a stroll in the bush. I don't know why yours is now suddenly English, but you are, okay? So mostly because I don't want to do the awfully accent. I'm just wandering into the bush.
Accents,
it's only because I don't want to offend people from Offaly. You're just wandering into their home. So you're at fault.
Pish posh.
They're defending
their... Pish posh.
Anyway, so yeah, that is probably one of the new things I associate with the summer is Chelsea getting bitten alive all over and then me having to take her to hospitals and doctors all over the country.
That was awful.
So anyway, what else? What else though? What else do you associate with summer?
99s.
I love a good 99.
Oh my God. Like, that's the epiphany of a summer.
Like,
the second the sun comes out, we get a 99.
And I think this, I could
and
be very wrong.
And it has to be not like a cone with like sprinkles and all that. It has to be a 99 cone with the flake and just the syrup.
Right.
Not all the people putting marshmallows on that. No, don't ruin the 99. Don't ruin it.
I'm with you. I have a really weird thing for you to know though. Piece
of really
information.
Want a 99 now.
We might go for one later on. I'm not going to lie. Especially when I'm dressed like this. There's a really weird difference that I'd noticed between Ireland and England when it comes to this.
With the ice cream?
More than that.
What?
Where would you, and the English people would be like, what, when they hear this? Where would you get a 99? Where would you get an ice cream cone with a flake in it?
In like a petrol station.
They don't do that in England.
What?
It's an ice cream van. If you want to get ice cream in England,
yeah, but we have ice cream vans as well. But it's
but that's where they like station. That's where they get their 99s, where they get their cone with a flake in it out of an ice cream van. If you're looking for like, if you go to a petrol station, no ice cream machine in there.
Stop.
You're going to have to go to McDonald's for McFlurry, or you're going to have to go to whatever.
Because I was in the UK, did I get an 99?
I'm telling you, if you can find a petrol station over there that has a 99 machine, you've struck gold. They're just not there.
Oh, you're missing out. Oh my God. But here's my question.
You go into every shop
in
the country, you'd only find one.
When you were, obviously, because you lived in UK, obviously you had the ice cream vans and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is the 99 the same.
No, it tastes different. They have a different style. They have a different kind of texture to it.
Oh,
now, I've had it once or twice here and I was like, that's not what a 99 is.
Oh,
like.
Yeah. In some parts of Ireland, like, they've got dodgy 99s. But, like, you know...
It's not dodgy. It's a different styling. It's a different style of ice cream.
Where did we get one the other day? At the weekend?
We got one in Shannon. Oh, my God.
Beautiful. And you know what? The guy... This is what... Shout out, right, to anybody listening to this podcast that work at a petrol station in Ireland and are giving out 99 cones. Kudos to the ones that are generous. Alright, yeah, there's nothing worse going in. There's nothing worse going in asking for a 99 and you get a baby cone. You're like, what is that monstrosity?
Especially if you're like, I've ordered a large.
You get a baby cone, right? But the kudos to the people that actually give it a good whip. A good whip and like dig in this crack of just gently placing the flake. No, fucking dig that joke in. Yeah, just straight in.
I want you to dig that flake in.
And then loads of lime syrup. I highly recommend the lime syrup.
I want you to dig that flake in like you're an American astronaut going to the moon and just boom, stamping a parody on it. That is your cone.
One thing I've noticed about Tig is, now anybody listening to this, tell me how you eat your ice cream, right? Me with my...
I'm going to justify every single thing you're about to say.
I'm talking about the two different ways that people eat 99s, right? I'm not saying anything bad at all. So when I eat 99, right, I obviously like eat all the ice cream. But as I'm going through the ice cream, I'll gradually keep pushing my flake down.
Yeah, yeah.
I would physically push my flake right down into the physical cone and then literally eat the cone and the flake at the same time. But there's ice cream going through my cone. Tig, I'm convinced you eat the cone or the flake straight away.
Not straight away, no.
Well, halfway through.
So I've got technique.
Because I'm like, where's your flake gone? It's gone. I'm like, how do you eat that straight away?
It's going to be more of a visual thing. It's going to be more of a visual thing. So the YouTube watchers will love this. The listener is going to be like, can you put a clip of this up somewhere? Or I'm going to force you over to YouTube at this stage. There's a way, my technique, I'm very anal about it. Okay. And I think a lot of people who do ice creams are anal about it, right? For me, right, I'm picturing the cone. Right, it's lick, lick, lick,
yeah,
lick, three or four, flip the cone. You gotta do a correcting.
Yeah, I do that as
lick,
well.
Lick, lick,
yeah.
Correct. I'll do that all the ways around the entire ice cream because I want to make sure it's all smooth. I'll do that a little bit and then I'll work a little bit off the top and that's when I'll take the flake.
Oh no, I can't.
Once I'm getting towards the level where the flake is, the flake comes out, eat the flake. Boom.
I do the exact same thing.
And then I have to fill the hole where the flake was.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, once you all your
no,
ice
but you,
cream's
you
gone,
push your further down.
That's what I'm saying. Once you're all your, like, if people who don't do that, once your ice cream's gone, you're just left with a plain flake. Whereas I'm like, or a plain cone. Whereas I'm like, if you're gradually eating your ice cream, the more you push the flake down, just try it. The more you push your flake down, the more ice cream actually goes down with it. So you've still got ice cream, flake, and cone right down to the butt of the cone.
Okay. I'll give it a go. I'll see. I'll
get a cone later on.
I'll test it
and
come back.
And you can thank me later. But anybody that doesn't do that, trust me, get a 99 and only ask for lime syrup.
So when this comes out...
The lime syrup is unreal. I'm so good when they don't ask if you want, like... You see the syrup? Yeah, right? You see the syrup there? You're like, I really want syrup.
They just hand you the cone going, there you go, get out of the shop. And you're like...
Because that is a 99. To be fair, I did ask just for a 99. I never asked for syrup. But sometimes you do get the nice people that go, would you like some syrup? I'm like, oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
Douse that in lime syrup, please.
Yeah, big time. I'm a strawberry man.
Here's one for you. Regardless of a 99, if you were to go and get an ice cream like from the fridge.
Strawberry. Oh, in general. Like okay, so let's say the cone machine is broke.
Yeah. What's your go-to?
Mars.
Really?
I love Mars.
Oh, no. If the 99 machine is closed, like broke now.
Or
like that.
What are the ones that I get? The double caramel yolks, millionaire. Can't remember what they're called.
Millionaire. The Magnums.
Magnum. Oh, Magnum.
Yeah, yeah.
Double caramel.
See, I would come away from the chocolate and I get a brunch.
Ugh.
Brunch or... Do you know what's so nice and it's totally underrated? A loop-de-loop.
Loop-de-loops are really nice. A bit of chocolate at the top.
They're totally underrated. But that's another thing. That's a massive...
What's
your favourite ice cream during the summer? I swear to God,
if people listen to this now while they're out and about or whatever...
They're like, oh, I'm mad for an ice cream now.
They're going to get their ice cream and then they're just going to snap us a picture and send it to us on Instagram.
Please, I'm telling you, try my technique and you'll love it.
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
What's another summer thing you like to do?
Summer thing for me, I just like being outdoors, really. That's for me, is like, this is why I hate the winter. I feel like I can't be outdoors.
Yeah. So for me, it's not that you can't be, you're just very restricted on where you can go and what you can do outdoors.
I like long walks on the beach. I feel like I'm talking about my Tinder profile back when I was single. I like long walks on the beach, listening to podcasts and reading books. No, I do genuinely, like I said, out on the beach, can't beat it. I used to love going swimming until I nearly drowned one summer.
Did you?
Yeah. And I... For years, I was like, I'm such a good swimmer. I'm an Aquarius. Found out recently Aquarius isn't even a water thing. It's an air one. I was like, Jesus, that explains quite a lot. I was in UL at the time studying. And a lot of people from my course were like, we're going skipping one of the lectures this afternoon. It's kind of a quiet day. Let's go to La Hinch Beach in Clare.
Yes.
And they were like, a couple of them brought kayaks and a couple of them were like out in those. Some people brought some surfboards. It was great. Like, went out and it was genuinely a great like day. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. But at one stage, I got caught in a riptide like kind of current.
Ooh.
And me not knowing a lot about swimming and that kind of swimming, like sea swimming, I tried to swim against it, which is actually not what you're supposed to do.
You're meant to go
sideways.
You're meant to go with it.
You can kind of go with it, but you're supposed to go sideways to get out of it.
Oh, okay.
Because then you can go back in. But I got caught really badly and I was struggling like really badly. At one stage,
were you on your own? Like, was there people around you?
Everyone was there, but they were in different parts. So I just got pulled into it and kind of dragged. And I was like, oh, I'm screwed. And the waves were then getting bigger as well. I was like, oh, gee, I'm getting caught in a bad spot here. But luckily for me, one of the lads on a kayak spotted I was struggling.
Yeah.
And he came back out and he was like, you're right. And I was like, no. And he was like, grab the back, I'll pull you in. And I just got pulled in to probably where, like, just above my waist. And I was like, oh,
and they died.
So much for being an Aquarius. It's like, I thought I was one with the fish.
One with the fish.
Yeah, I was nearly sleeping with the fish by the end of it, you know.
Jesus, not good. You were lucky.
Yeah, very lucky. So since then, I actually haven't swam in the sea properly. I've gone for little dips and, like, you know, go out to shoulder, but I've not swam.
Yeah.
And that's something I want to get back into. I'd love to go back out swimming again.
Off you go.
Yeah, Chelsea over here can't swim.
No, I can't.
Yeah. You're going to learn that, though, eventually.
Well, I'll have to eventually, but I'm in no rush either. Like, I have nothing planned in the future for me to be in the water. Therefore, I'm in no rush to learn.
It used to be fine when you lived in the Midlands, like there was no water around you, but now you're surrounded.
It doesn't mean I have water. Tig has this thing in his head, right? That because I live in Cork now, I have to go and do all the coastal living things. No, don't.
I just think if you live on an island,
I can settle just nicely. I don't need to go swimming in the fucking the sea.
I just think you live in an island. You might as well learn how to swim.
No. No, I didn't swim before. I'm not gonna start swimming now. Okay, so don't come at me, brah.
Yeah, well, look, anyway, moving away from the swimming, because it's bone of contention. Other things I love doing is exploring things in my local area. I only discovered about 2 years ago that Bandon has a forest. I did not know that.
That's the one that we went to?
No.
We went to a forest last year.
Did we?
Yeah.
We went to several forests.
No, but we went to a big enough one, though, in Cork. And I remember you saying, oh, I didn't know that was here.
Was that not the Cormac one?
No, it wasn't Cormac, no.
Oh God, you know what? We went to a lot of forests last year.
Yeah, we went to a lot of places last year.
Oh, that was in Inishannon.
It wasn't in Inishannon.
No, it was because it was the forest on the side where there are the trees.
No, I'm talking about the one.
Look, you know the one. Oh, that forest, the one with the trees.
Actually, I'm thinking of Cormac because there was water.
Mm-hmm.
So is that? It is.
Thank you very much.
It is.
Yeah. Thanks, Dory.
I rectified what I didn't give out. I didn't correct. I didn't say you were wrong. I was just trying to remember. Tig still tends to forget that. I'm still trying to remember places in Cork. I did well to remember Cork.
She did well. Anyway, you got to explore the area around you. Like, there's so much to see. It's so bad. And I had to leave Ireland. And when I came back to Cork, it was like, I need to correct how I say that. I had to leave Ireland. It was like I was after committing a crime and I'm like running away. Running for the border. I left Ireland for work. But it took me coming back to Ireland to actually, like, during the summer, go and see things around my own doorstep.
Yeah, but maybe it's because of the fact that you were away from Ireland, you appreciate what's here now. Like, it took for you to go away to appreciate what's here now.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. I actually found smaller towns like Bandon and stuff like that, they actually tend to do a lot more than what people actually think. Like, there's like Bandon, like this weekend they've got the music festival happening. In Tullamore, like, they have this thing called the Canal Quarter Festival. That's like a massive thing in Tullamore. And like, again, it's always, you would never think places like that would do stuff like that during the summer, but it's everywhere.
Well, it's great irony that, like, we talk about Bandon, and Bandon, again, it's known as a commuter town to most people down in West Cork, because they're like, you've got Clonakilty on one side, you've got Kinsale on the other side. Like, it's the most scenic areas. Like, you don't stop in Bandon.
Kinsale, though, is gorgeous. So.
I know, but, like, listen to me there in a second,
Kinsale's
right?
Kinsale's fab.
But then you look at what Bandon does during the summer, and it's got its music festival. They used to have a summer festival. I think they still do. And then they've got, like, a town, walled town festival as well, that's on most years. Like, that's three festivals in one town in the space of one summer.
It's just, you know what it is? It's just not enough people know about it.
Yeah.
It's not.
That's where the whole commuter town issue comes from, is that not enough people in the actual town know about it and get involved with it. And you're just like, that's like.
If you're in your local community this summer, get out and
go check
and
what's involved.
Check out what's there. Really embrace the town that you're from. I know you're obviously people are going to be going left, right, and centre and going visiting here, there, and everywhere. But maybe look into see what your actual locality is.
Cost you nothing in terms of accommodation. We all saw, Jesus, do you see recently how expensive it is to stay in hotels in Ireland?
Leave it all. Mental. It's ridiculous. Absolutely mental. And the money you would spend going away in Ireland right now for a weekend, you would get a week in Spain. So
there was one person recently, this is outrageous, right? There was one person from America quoted when he tried to rent a car. He tried to rent a car here for 3 weeks. It was going to cost him 10 grand. 10 grand to rent a car for
Where
3 weeks.
Where did I hear that before? I heard that somewhere.
You heard it from me when I was talking to your aunt and uncle at the weekend.
Oh, you did. Yeah,
and then they said that they had heard of a story from an Irish girl living in Australia who was coming over for 3 months during the summer as well. And she tried to rent a car with her boyfriend, and it was going to cost them 23 grand. And they were like, do we want?
Yeah. 23?
23 grand for the 3 months. And they were like, we might as well just buy a car. Like,
yeah, I was
how
literally
ridiculous
about to say, you could
that?
Buy a car for that.
So yeah, that would be one suggestion I would make this summer. Don't rent a car. And likewise, try and avoid the hotels if they're that expensive. Like,
because we were actually chatting about my aunt and uncle at the weekend. Instead of going for hotels, get like a...
Go glamping
or go camping, because a lot of people get turned off with the idea of camping, but there's actual like proper camping sites out there where they have all the amenities that you need. All you need is your tent. So try camping ain't that bad if you've got a good decent tent, you know, and you go and pick the proper camping sites. You're sorted.
No bother.
Absolutely sorted. Save you an absolute fortune. All you have to do is bring a shit ton of like food with you.
Yeah, and even then you don't need to massively if you're like, I'm happy for that weekend to get a takeaway and bring
it back.
Yeah,
that's what I meant. Yeah,
go
yeah.
out for dinner. Like camping is a really handy way to go. Myself and the lads, when we were traveling to Mongolia, we're always stopping at campsites because they're like, especially when you kind of get into like further along in Europe, it's like, €4 to stay in a campsite for a night.
Yeah.
And you're like,
it
grand.
It costs you very little.
We'll pay the €4 each, no hassle. Like, and you have the same amenities. And like, you're like, that's great. That's all we need. It's just a place to put up a tent and stay for the night that you know you're safe. Like, couldn't recommend camping more.
Yeah.
But glamping, camping, all the unusual stuff, dead on for happy days. Actually, massive shout out again to, we'll give it a throwback to, I think it was like episode 3, the Bandy bus. If you guys haven't heard
Bandy
that episode,
bus.
They turned a double decker bus into an Airbnb spot.
Yep.
You've got to go check it out. Really good episode. Really lovely people. Like,
yeah,
just genuine
so
and honest.
Fun. And they've actually added a second bus.
Yeah, they've got a second bus going as well at the moment. Yeah.
So
they're flat out.
And we were actually chatting about the weekend about a guy in Sligo.
Yeah, so there's another guy in Sligo trying to do something similar. I don't know if it's up and done. I went looking for it. It was really actually hard to find any information about it. But as far as I'm aware, he's got like a massive big helicopter. He's got
an airplane.
He's got London buses, I think, is what he was aiming to get. Like, just loads of random transportation stuff.
If you're from the Sligo area, let us know. Is that
true? I'd love to.
I heard about this last year as well, and I'm hearing about it again this year. So I'm curious, is that happening, or is it actually
open?
There, or what is it? Because if it's happening, we gotta go.
Yeah,
we have gotta go and see this. That sounds class. Like,
I just love that unusual, like, kind of place to stay.
Ah, yeah, but that's I think they're the best places to go rather than just the hotel. Hotels, yeah, grand, whatever. But I think, especially during the summer and you're traveling, you want to see places. Stuff places like that are like B&Bs and stuff like that. They're the best place to go because they're 9 times out of 10 they're in the countryside and all that sort of crack. So go check them out.
A bit
out.
More personal.
Yeah. This episode is sponsored by D-Armor Sportswear.
I'm a little bit disappointed.
Why?
That as a Munster man, I have to concede that some of the best sports kit in Ireland is being made in Leinster. Okay.
Suck on them apples.
This is a D-Armor kit. Has been growing ridiculously. It's like taking over all of Ireland. Clubs, teams, everywhere looking for D-Armor kit. It's just amazing. It's savage quality.
Oh, it's unreal quality. Like, and before I even knew anything about D-Armor, I never knew anything about jerseys. I never wore them. Had no interest in them. I don't even know anything about sport. Like,
it's very true. She knows nothing.
I know nothing about sport. But when I met Liam and the quality of jerseys that he sent me, I'm obsessed. Like, jerseys is the new fashion.
It's just
and
lovely.
It's not even jerseys, lads. Half sips, jackets, tracksuit bottoms, shorts, the lot. He has got everything.
The Armour is not here to take part. They are here to
take over. So nice.
If you want to check out The Armour kit, you've got to go check them out on Instagram or TikTok or their website, d17armour.com. Go look at them because I guarantee you, you will be thinking, can I make my club crest look good in that?
Like, you know what we should get?
What?
T's and C's jerseys.
Oh my God.
T's and C's jerseys.
Stop it. Oh God. We don't even have a team that we can play with.
We don't even have a team. We're our own
what
team.
What sport could we take? This is for another time.
Another time.
Back to the episode.
Let's go. One thing I will say about the summertime, and I'm directing this one to the Irish people out there.
Ooh.
Right?
Here we go.
I love you all. I'm proud to be Irish and all that sort of good stuff, right? But one thing I will say about the Irish people when we get any sort of good sunshine.
I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Any sort of good sunshine. Every single Irish person bitch and moans about it. Oh my God, it's so hot. I can't deal with the heat.
I don't think that's uniquely Irish. I think the British do the same.
Well, that goes up to the British then as well.
Yeah.
Why whinge and moan?
It's too hot, mate.
That wasn't English. What
it's
the fuck
too
was that?
Hot. It is. It's too hot, mate.
That sounded Australian there for
what
a second.
You do, mate. It's too hot.
Why do people do it? Why? Like, it's like they're never happy. It's either too hot or it's too cold. Who are you? Goldilocks.
15 degrees. You know that's what Irish people like. Oh, that's grand.
15?
15 degrees.
That's too cold.
Yeah. You push it up to 18. You push it up to 18 degrees. Go, geez, now it's fair hot.
Oh, no.
My favourite one with that, right? It gets to like 18, 19 degrees at some stage in May. And like, by pure chance, for like a half hour, it's warmer than Spain. Straight on the news. Ireland is warmer than Spain right now.
Yeah.
Hotter than Ibiza. You see Pascal Sheehy reporting from like Castletown Bear. Down in Castletown Bear today, it was reported it is 21 degrees hotter than Ibiza. Pascal Sheehy, RTE News.
I fucking love Pascal Sheehy.
But like, well, it's just
I think
Irish.
It's just a common thing to do that people complain that it's either too hot or it's too cold. They're never kind of happy with what weather is. Now, you have people out there that are absolutely fanatics about the hot weather.
This guy right here.
Yours truly here beside me. And like, I love the hot weather. The only time I will say I absolutely hate the hot weather is when I get into me fucking car and my back is fucking boiling, my ass is boiling, everything's hot to touch, and you've got every single window open in the car because obviously I have a black car, so obviously the like black attracts the sun and stuff like that. So like, say I used to hate it when I was in work, and obviously where I used to park my car, the sun would beat. I mean beat down in my car. And by the time I was ready to go home, my car would be on fire. On fire. And I would be sweating driving home. I would be grand all day, you know, cool as a cucumber. Second I get into my car, furnace.
I love it. Love it. Like, if I can sit into a car that feels like a sauna, I'm delighted.
Oh, camp. No, because do you know what it is? It's heaven. Stuffiness. It's the hotness I can do. It's the stuffiness. And you're like, trying to fucking breathe out of the car.
Yeah, but you know what happens for me when that happens? When that car feels like a sauna and you're like, Jesus, fair hot. You're driving home. You go, I'll stop at the shop now and get a GP99. Come on. I've earned it. I've had a great day. I drank 2 litres of water. I've had a great day. I'm not even going to tell mam.
Another thing, and you will agree with me with this one, right? And you can't say I'm wrong. Again, the second the sunshine comes out, what happens to all the men out there?
Tops off.
Sun's out, guns out.
Oh, look at this tan line. Look at that.
You got a great... You can actually see the tan line. Look at it.
Well, I go so brown so quick. Like, genuinely, we were out for the same time. We were outside. Actually, you were outside for longer because I went into the shade.
As you can see, I'm white as a ghost.
Chelsea got a little piece. Now, like, white don't get me wrong. I know it's going to look red-ish now, but by the time this comes out...
Mine's still just more of a bird.
I'm just so sallow-skinned. I just love it.
Yeah.
Oh,
but all of you are in your family anyway. So the second the sun comes out, like he just goes brown.
I'm going to look, by the time... July.
You're gonna look foreign.
By the time July comes around, I'll actually look like an Erasmus student from Spain coming into Ireland. And excuse me.
That's exactly what you looked like last year. When you came back from the UK last year, you were so brown.
Hola,
it's like you spent the whole summer on a sunbed.
I am looking for a place to stay in West Cork. I am from... My name's Jeff. I'm trying to think of a Spanish name. My name is Javier. I'm looking for a place to stay in Ireland. You've got a place to stay?
Are you actually asking me? I didn't know you were asking me the question.
No, you're right. I was about to say that was just my impression of Spanish.
It was a fairly decent
impression. I'll be fair. That's my impression of him because we used to always have Spanish people staying in Ireland. That's actually another summer trait that I think
just
of.
Just going to say that. That's always another summer trait.
Like you get a load of Spanish and a load of Italian, particularly like school age ones. They come over on some sort of, I don't know what, it's not an exchange trip because they're all Irish kids going anywhere.
It's school or something, isn't it?
Yeah, they come over and they do like a summer school thing in Ireland. I think
and
it's great.
They stay with like local families and stuff because I know my mum, she took in a lot of students back in the day. She took a good few students back there majority of them were nice. There's always that one
pain in the arse one.
Pain in the hole.
I find it hilarious that like the Spanish and the Italians and the French, they send their kids to Ireland during the summer and the Irish just send their kids to the Gaeltacht. Could you imagine if it was like we actually sent our kids abroad? Like imagine.
The Irish kids would only freaking love that. Like,
imagine a young fella from Cavan in the middle of Paris. Bonjour, come here to me now. Any chance of a cigarette? Go on. Give us un petit cigarette.
Oh, what?
Un petit cigarette.
What's with the lips?
I don't know. It's actually weirdly hard to do French words in a cabin accent.
Different impressions. His whole face just moves. Calvin. Come to Calvin.
Calvin.
Calvin. Oh my God, there's loads of stuff that you do during the summer. We actually have loads of stuff happening this summer. We're going on a photo shoot again this year.
Yeah, now this is in part of most people's normal summer routines, but we are doing a photo shoot this year.
We did one last year.
We're going...
That's where we met.
We're not really going anywhere else now that I think of it. We're just working.
We're not actually.
We are doing something.
Well, we've got family gatherings.
Family gatherings. We are doing something that a lot of people do during the summer, which is take advantage of the hot weather and do all your DIYing.
Yeah.
People do so much DIY during the summer. It's not, in my opinion, it's not really a winter thing. People are like, I'm going to repaint the house. I'm going to do up the garden. I'm going to do a lot more gardening. Mm. I'm going to actually build furniture that I'm going to put in my house or whatever it might be. Like people... just actively try and do.
Yeah, but it's the best time of year to get anything, especially if you've got stuff to do outside of your house. The summertime is the best time to just go head for leather and get it all done.
Why do I fix everything I touch?
Oh, well, once because we put out our story to you guys and we wanted to ask you guys what you love to do during the summer.
Yeah.
And so many people sent me the exact same thing. America. I'm going to America. I'm like,
J1's and traveling, man.
Everybody. Every single person that messaged in was telling me they're going to America. I'm like, I'm so jealous.
Have you got your phone with you? We'll be running through them quickly.
Mine, I'm not even kidding. Like, every single mine was America. Every person that, apart from one person, which was Jess, she mentioned a photo shoot. Every other person was like, America, I'm going to America.
Everyone's going on a
J1. How is everyone going to America? Like, what is going on?
Gotta get them J1s in, girl.
I checked to see if I have any more, but I'm pretty sure that every single
I've got a lot of teachers in my one. A lot of my teachers are saying they are looking forward to actually sleeping and getting a good rest.
Oh, you can't blame them. I can't blame them.
Every teacher, the first week, is like, I'm just going to hibernate for a little while.
I have two people going on a cruise.
Would you do a cruise?
Depends. there's nice cruises, but then there's a I can't remember the name of it, but there's one cruise out there where there's like nearly too many stops and you're not getting enough time in Nigeria. Whereas I'd rather go on a cruise that you have like maybe two, three
spend
stops.
A day or two inside in the actual places you're visiting.
Yeah, yeah, actually get time there rather than just a stop off to like refuel and move on. I think I would like to go on a cruise that you actually get to spend a good chunk of time in Nigeria that you stop off.
I heard a rumour that it's actually cheaper for old people to go basically live on cruise ships indefinitely than go live in old people homes.
Oh, really?
Because it's actually cheaper and there's a doctor on board.
Oh, wow.
And I know it sounds really weird. I've watched a full YouTube video about this. A lot of people actually die on cruise ships because they're old.
Oh, wow.
So they have a special room.
God, talk about putting a downer on this episode. Jeez.
I put a downer on every episode. There's actually a special room in cruise ships where it's for dead bodies.
Stop!
I swear to God.
I don't
want to
go on a cruise ship anymore. You've just changed my mind. You've just ruined it for
me. I've got a few Americans writing in. They're obviously They're obviously living in quite warm areas because... And I'd hate that this was like something that I'd have to worry about during the summer. It's about fighting wildfires.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
There's like some areas California, that go through it. California, Australia.
California
when they're
was
in their
really
summer.
Bad. Oh, really, just, really bad.
That's tough. And they go through droughts and like being... Could you imagine if it went out in Ireland properly? Like, oh, sorry, lads.
Were you not here the year that we did have a drought and the whole country went into chaos?
You're not listening. I said, could you imagine if Ireland had a drought going on for the entire summer? Oh, God, 3 or 4 months. I don't think we'd cope.
No. We'd be considering like, they had a meltdown over like 2 or 3 weeks of sun.
Yeah, every farmer is going, we need a bit of water there now, please.
Sure. When we had that like extreme like heat wave at the time, and it actually classed it as a drought because it was so hot and like grass was burning and all that sort of stuff, they actually put a law, like they put a ban on households using their hoses. Like they weren't allowed to use hoses. There was a ban on using swimming pools and everything because it was so hot that there was a water shortage. I'm like, ah, lads. God help me if it was Australia. Like,
it's absolutely mental. And then a nice good one to finish it off that I think is really fun as well. And for some reason, summertime always seems like the time that people do it is changing jobs and getting ready to go into a new career. I've had a few people tell me like, I'm just about to start my first job in this career or that thing. Obviously, a lot of them are teachers going, I'm starting my first year teaching or whatever. And I'm like, delighted for you. Mm. But there's actually a lot of people messaging going, I'm starting a new job in July. I'm really looking forward to it. It's the week of preparation. I think the summertime is like the best time to make a job change.
Possibly, yeah.
Because you kind of feel like you've got the time to get into it. You do your day work, but you also have time afterwards to actually unwind and relax.
That's actually, yeah, that's a very good point.
Great shout. Yeah. So to all those people starting their jobs who've messaged in, best of luck when you started. I'm really super excited for you.
Nice.
And yeah, have a good summer drink on us as well.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Don't bill us though.
Don't bill us. We're broke. We can't afford it.
Right, let's move on. I'm excited for this one because Chelsea
has absolutely
no idea what is going to be in this quiz. Okay, so she
could go very good or very bad.
She made a mistake this morning when we were talking about the episode. I was like, obviously we're doing the summertime. She was like, I would like to talk about Love Island. And I was like, oh, you would like to talk about it? Well, you are going to be tested on it.
No, I didn't say I wanted to talk about it. I said I wanted to add the segment for Love Island that I was going to give you all updates. That's all I said. I never said I wanted to be quizzed on it.
Well, she's getting quizzed now, so tough luck. Right. Oh, I mean, God. I want all of you at home who enjoy Love Island, okay, would consider yourselves a...
consider yourself... Sorry.
All right. What's that from again?
It's from a musical. I can't think of it.
I was about to say Matilda, but it's not Matilda.
No, it's not Matilda.
Is it Annie?
I think it is Annie.
Okay. I was about to say, well, nice one, Annie.
I was testing your musical ability there.
I'm going to make this really intense with music afterwards. Oh, so there's going to be a lot of a video effect.
Hold on. I need to position myself here. Hold on. Right.
Position yourself for the camera.
Right.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Front and center. Welcome to Mastermind.
Mastermind. Love Island edition.
I was getting to it. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
I was getting to it.
I'm gonna shut up now.
Right.
I'm totally ruining his segment here.
She's clearly never watched Mastermind, has she? She doesn't know how that works. Okay.
Okay.
You're normally it's a black chair, a big swivelly black chair. Welcome to Mastermind T's and C's edition. Chelsea, your topic of choice is Love Island.
Yes.
There are 20 points available.
Okay.
You need to get 15 points
okay.
to win our super prize of the day.
What's my super prize?
A 99 ice cream cone.
Okay.
No, I tell you what, I'll throw it out there.
I'll take the ice cream. I will take the ice cream.
I'm going to throw it out there. If you have any suggestions for a prize, if Chelsea manages to get more than 15 points, I'm going to put it out to the listeners. I'm going to let you decide what she deserves. Actually, okay, I'm going to put it in ratings because I actually think some of these questions might be tricky enough and she might struggle with them.
Because I didn't start watching Love Island until 2019.
I've mostly factored that in. So right. you've got a good chance.
Okay.
Between 15 and 20, she gets the mega prize. So you got to pick a mega prize. If she gets between 12 and 15, she gets a medium prize. And then between 10 and 12, she gets a small prize.
So that means I'm either going to get a baby cone, a medium cone, or a large cone.
I was about to say, 10 to 12 is definitely the cone. Anything more, I'm going to throw it over to you guys for suggestions, okay?
Right, okay, right? Come on.
But also, I want you to play along. And if you can prove to us in some sort of way that you've got all the... that you answer this live.
Okay? Live on air.
Live. If you pause this and you get someone to record you answering it as we go along for the first time, I may consider throwing a prize your way as well. Why not? Okay. I'll revolute you, Fiverr. Okay, right, Chelsea.
Yes.
Your topic of choice for this week's episode of Mastermind T's and C's Edition.
Go.
Question number one. Where does Love Island traditionally take place?
Like somewhere in South Africa.
Incorrect.
Well, no, because, hold on. Because, whoa. It's Spain, but they've changed it to South Africa.
You've made a mistake there.
Why?
Traditionally... It's in Spain. I'm looking for a location. Where? When in Spain?
Oh, fuck, I have no idea.
Mallorca. No good to you. Okay. The second question. What other location does the show use on occasion?
In South Africa.
Where in South Africa?
I have no idea.
I can't give you that.
I have no idea. They're not the kinds of things I pay attention to when I'm watching the show.
But everyone else out there that watches is screaming these answers.
Drama.
They're screaming the answers.
This is why I said you shouldn't pick this topic.
Cape Town, South Africa. Okay.
Go on.
Question number three. You should get this one. Who currently hosts Love Island?
Oh, it's the Irish girl. Crap. I know her name. It's a tippy toe.
Even I knew this before I wrote down the question.
It's the Irish girl. I know exactly who she is. Blonde girl. She's married to Ian Sterling.
Laura Whitmore. Okay.
Surely I get a point for that because I knew exactly who you're talking about. I just couldn't think of her name.
Who previously hosted the show?
Before Laura Whitmore?
Yeah.
Caroline Flack.
Yep. Who is the voiceover for Love Island?
Ian Sterling,
correct. So we are two correct so far. Who is Love Island's most successful islander ever in terms of Instagram earnings?
Molly May.
Correct. What year did Maura Higgins take part in Love Island?
2019.
Correct. Who left the villa saying, "What goes around comes around, have a nice life"?
Oh my god, is that Georgia?
Incorrect.
Fuck.
It's Yolanda.
Ah! Shit.
Who did season 5 contestant Curtis grade a 10 out of a 10 for kissing, thinking it was Amy?
A 10 out of 10 thinking it was Amy?
Yeah.
Thinking it was it?
So he thought it was Amy.
Fucking.
But it wasn't because he was blindfolded or something.
Was it Anna?
Incorrect.
No, it's not Anna. It's fucking it's the blonde girl. I can't think of her name. No, it wasn't. It was Maura.
Incorrect. It was Arabella.
Oh, fuck.
What celebrity guest made a surprise appearance in the villa in last year's Winter Love Island?
Celebrity guest. Music?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Oh, what was her name? Why are you slapping yourself?
We do this all the time and she always forgets why I slap.
Sean Paul!
There we go. Chandabal, come and give it to me. Come and say me. Naughty, chatty, fatty. Baby girl.
Okay.
It's literally something we do.
I knew it was okay.
Okay, Sean DePaul, so we're up to five.
Five
now,
points.
I think it's five.
Okay.
Yeah, five. Okay. How did season 5 favourite Ovi keep his head cool?
I know who Ovi is because he was always so chilled and relaxed and like...
Yeah, no wonder like, when you find out how he keeps his head cool.
And he was like, it is what it is kind of attitude.
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
And she said I'd have to, like, I'd be cheating by trying to go all the way back. I'm picking everything from when she went
Yeah,
forward.
No, because I know the answer. How did he keep chill? How did he keep his head cool?
How did he keep his head cool? What did he used to do?
He had a hat.
Yeah?
He wore a hat, okay. Like.
What did he used to do with the hat?
He put it on his face. What are you doing? I don't understand.
I can't give it to you. The correct answer was he used to put his hat in the freezer.
Oh, he did actually.
My God. Okay.
I'm getting them partly right. Like I know
not
exactly
getting
what
them
you're
all
thinking.
Correct. Anyway,
I know exactly
what nickname did narrator Ian Sterling give season 5 serial recoupler Danny? What nickname did he give them?
Give who? Danny.
Yeah.
No idea.
He used to call him the travel agent.
I don't even remember that.
Because all of his previous partners in the villa had to go home.
Oh, wow.
So he would be packing their bags to go fly home.
Oh, wow.
Season 3 contestant Marcel went viral for constantly name-dropping the band he used to be part of. Name that band. This would be difficult because you didn't watch Season 3 really.
Is it 21 Pilots?
No. 21 Pilots.
Oh, not 21 Pilots.
You're thinking of...
I have no idea.
You're thinking of So Solid Crew.
Yeah.
Because you were going to say 21 seconds ago.
That's
what you're thinking of. Incorrect. Blazing Squad.
I didn't watch Season 3, so that's not fair.
Listen, you didn't get all the ones from Season 5 onwards anyways. So you've picked up 5 points so far, right? The last question is actually worth 7 points because it's got 7 different ones in it.
Ah, right. Stop the lights.
So you could be walking home. You could be walking home.
You could be going home with this.
You could be going home. If you manage to get at least 5 points here, you could be leaving here today with a lovely 99 ice cream.
Oh, God.
Okay. So you need at least 5.
At least, right.
5 of the 7.
Ah, lads.
Love Island began in 2015. Can you name at least one of the winners out of each season? Okay, so we're going to go season by season. So season 1, 2015.
No idea.
Okay. Season 2, 2016.
No idea.
Now off to a great start here.
I didn't watch it until 2019.
Season 3.
No idea.
Season 4, even I knew one of these ones.
I never watched season 4.
Season 5, 2019. Who won in 2019?
Greg O'Shea and Amber Thingy Bob.
Amber Gill.
Amber Gill.
Do you know what? I'm going to give you 2 points there.
Yeah, because I got their names right.
You got Greg O'Shea and you got Amber. I'm going to give 2 points, even though it's supposed to be 1 point for a year. But look, I want her to get an ice cream out of this at least. 2020. Who won in 2020?
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to remember who was there.
Remember, you need to get these now. You need to get at least one to stand a chance of walking home with that night.
I'm just trying to remember who was in season.
It's okay, take your time. It's not like there's a podcast going on.
It's the year after Maura Higgins and
Greg O'Shea
and Curtis and all that. So, mm-hmm. Oh wait now. Was that Danny and...
I'm going to have to stop you there because I don't want to be editing out huge chunks of video.
I'm going to have to push you. Is it Danny?
Incorrect. Danny Dyer, the person you're thinking of, was 2018.
Oh, so I did watch from 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
Danny Dyer, that's what I was thinking of.
You were incorrect for 2020. Okay, last chance here.
Last year.
2021. Who won last year?
Liam and Millie.
Liam and Millie is correct. Bad news. That's 9 points. You walk away with nothing.
Ah, come on. I deserve a baby corn for that.
We'll see. Yeah, to walk you through for the people at home who are playing along and want to know the winners. 2015 was Jess Hayes and Max Morley.
Never watched it.
Never watched them. Never heard of them. 2016, Cara Delahoyd and Nathan Massey. Never heard of them. 2017, Amber Davies and Kem Ketney.
No idea.
2018, the one that you should have got.
Danny Dyer.
Danny Dyer and Jack Fincham.
Fuck it anyway. So I actually started watching it in 2018. Sorry.
Yeah, she had like that's, we can't blame it. 2019, we had Amber Gill and Greg O'Shea, which you got correct. 2020, Finn Tapp and Paige Turley.
Oh, Finn and Paige.
Finn and Paige.
How the fuck did I fucking forget that? I loved them.
And then, of course, lastly, we had Liam and Millie. You got those.
Yep.
But it wasn't enough to walk away with our grand prize today. But thank you very much for playing along.
Thanks
you were a great
much.
Contestant. And next week we'll be back with our new contestant who...
Different topic. Won't be Love Island. But
no,
I will
hold
be.
On. Love Island will be back with you next week.
Let me finish, man. Next week we're going to have my new segment, which is going to be the Love Island Corner, where I'm going to bring you guys all of the updates on what's going on in the villa. But if you have any suggestions on any genres that Tig should quiz me on, send them in.
And likewise, the other way around, because I feel like me quizzing you, there's going to be like 2 correct answers out of 10.
Bruh.
All of those questions were from the year.
Is that not the most shocking thing you've ever heard? He has no faith in me whatsoever.
Listen, your nickname is Dory because you forget so much things.
Doesn't mean I'm dumb.
I never said you were dumb. But if you can't retain the knowledge in the first place, you'd be like, oh, I remember.
Excuse me, when we played that school game, Shane and Ethan, if you're listening to this, please help me out here. When we played that school game, I did all right.
Listen, look, I'm happy to be proven wrong, but at the same time, your nickname is Dory.
How dare you? How very
Feel free dare to bring in a quiz one for me next time.
Anyway.
No bother.
Anyway.
On a topic that you know that I like.
Oh, you see this guy? See this guy? Number one bullshit guy.
We are going to round things off with our normal segment that we call
That's
a
Bop
or
Stop.
What's your song this week, Tig?
My song, I know it's a throwback. I know he hasn't done himself a lot of favours recently.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Have I taken the song you were going to go for?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have let me go first.
It's all right. I have another one. It's okay. I just have to get his name. Go on.
My summer song has got to be Getting Jiggy With It, Will Smith. I was singing it from the start. Getting Jiggy With It. Na, 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 na. Poo. It's got to be. That is an absolute bop. Yeah?
Yeah, it's a good bop.
Considering both of us were
going to
go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for
letting
me go.
I actually wasn't going to go for that one. I was actually going to go for Will Smith Miami, but I'm going to change.
Oh, we could have a Will Smith off.
I was going to have a Will Smith off. I was like, you know what? Nah. My song is The Thong Song by Cisco.
Oh, you can sing that one. Well, I'm not familiar with it. Would you mind like embracing it for a moment?
Just for some of you all know what that song is. It is an absolute tune.
Is it about like flip flops? Is it an Australian song?
Yeah. It's about flip flops. Yeah. It's about Crocs. It's about Crocs.
Anyway.
We all know how much Ty loves the pair of Crocs.
Let's move on. I think anyway, yeah, mine is a bop. Yours is going to be questionable. I think people will enjoy it guiltily, but I don't think it's going to win.
Ah, oh, it's a good song.
Especially that after last week. You got lucky.
Oh, don't even
controversy.
Start.
The controversy over last week.
I still won that second vote though.
Okay, so because people want to know. Well, on our Instagram story, we told you guys, first of all.
He was raging that I met the Instagram story as well.
We'll get there, it's fine. First of all, we said, you know, you had to pick between our two bops, which is fine. But secondly, we wanted to know, should Chelsea's song actually be disqualified for the school-based category?
And?
Because it actually doesn't feature anything to do with school or any sort of mentions of school or anything like that in it, right? Or any education.
And?
And because Chelsea put it up on her story, a load of her followers came over and made sure
Bear
that it
mind,
passed.
I want to make this known. Okay.
55-45.
I
if your followers didn't come over, you'd have lost that one.
Listen,
because people were logical when they said it
I
wasn't.
I wasn't going to put anything on my story to try and, you know, get more votes. I wasn't going to do anything until I seen he put up on his story trying to get the extra votes from his followers. So I was like, fuck that shit.
And by God,
I'm
they
gonna
did.
I'm going to put up my story. Yeah, but I won the second vote.
You
I
won
asked
the one.
You guys, should my song be counted as a school song? And everybody voted yes. So suck on them apples.
Yeah, people, okay. So yeah, look, she won the battle because her song was allowed. Her followers got it through it. But in the overall war of That's a Bopper Ass Stop, an absolute runaway last week. Absolutely demolished. It was like 80% people were saying my song was an absolute bop. Yours was like 55-60% said it was a bop.
Whatever.
So absolutely hammered. I think I'm leading still, haven't I? Is it 4-2 now?
Yeah.
4-2. What can I say?
All I'll say is the people that are voting against me, you have no taste in music.
I love all of you. That's
no
what.
Taste.
And hopefully
and
by the end of this episode,
sucking up to the enemy. That's
it's going
to
be
doing.
5-2. It's going to be a runaway this season. I can feel it. So appreciate you guys. Please go over to our Instagram story. Vote in that. Give it a follow. Give the YouTube a follow if you haven't seen it. Because we're now starting to put out other content as well. Yeah. This week. Hopefully
we
it's out already.
That this summer, we were going to be flat out making content for you guys for our YouTube channel. So you're going to see us trying all sorts of things over the summer. So stay tuned.
It's likely this weekend, probably Saturday or Sunday, that video from the previous weekend where we try out Ireland's Fittest Family version, the Midland Superstars.
Yep.
That's going to be coming out. I'm so excited for it. It's so good.
I can't wait for people to see it.
I'm delighted with how it's turning out. Please go give it a look when it comes out. It is going to be phenomenal. And as usual, thank you very much for the support, your love and affection.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it so much.
The messages we've been getting, it's great.
Shout out to all the new followers and new listeners of the podcast. We appreciate you guys tuning in every week. Please keep sharing it. Tell all your family and friends. Tell your work colleagues, whatever. We appreciate all the support you guys have been giving us. And yeah, we're just going to continue doing our thing and bring you guys along for the journey.
Yeah, and hopefully we're giving you something to laugh about, whether you're laughing with us or at us. I don't mind. As long
it's
as you're laughing, that's
as
all.
As long as you're
thing.
Laughing, that is our main goal here, is just have a bit of crack and just have us on the background while
that's
we
right.
talk absolute shit.
Yeah, so as usual, you can find our main podcast coming out every Thursday morning. Okay, you can also find our Patreon on a Monday morning. Yep. You can find links to those in our bio as well. If you want to join the Patreons, there's a dedicated little bunch over there. We absolutely love them too. They get to see the chaotic side of our life.
You gotta get over to Patreon. I've said it once, I'll say it again. You gotta get over to Patreon. That like madness is there.
And you can find our podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, on YouTube where you want to watch the video. Yeah, and now you can find us at the beach. We'll start just talking to you there now as well, where our ice creams are melting down our hand. You'll find us there as well now.
Yeah.
So go check it out. And as
go,
usual,
make sure to go and check out our TikTok and Instagram accounts as well.
And
that's it from us.
That's it from us.
We're going to get on 99.
And you should too.
You should too. Have an amazing weekend, guys. And we will catch you on the flip side.
Enjoy the summertime and go get jiggy with it.
Bye.
I couldn't be mean to her, so went off. 9 points is pretty close to 10.
Oh,
I
mean, yeah.
She deserves it. She deserves
what did
it.
They do?
Do you know what? I spoil her sometimes.
Okay.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.